I love you guys. Yeah. Go ahead, Kendra. Ask a really good question because these other guys can't, you know. What do you want to know? What do you want to know?
Coach, why does it feel like you're a chef trying all these different ingredients every night, trying to find the best meal?
Oh, because we are. I mean, you know, we're a team just trying to find ourselves. You know, I think we played, you know, we played pretty good basketball and we've been in all the games and had an opportunity to win. And, you know, we just got to keep figuring out combinations and guys that should be on the floor at the end and things like that. And that's something that you got to learn, you know, by trial and error. It's not anything that we can do. And, you know, we can take the plus minuses and look at it. And if that's the case, then, you know, we got guys that shouldn't be playing that's going to play. So I don't put a whole lot of, you know, weight into the stats and things like that. You know, Igor had the best line about stats. He said stats are like a bikini. You know, it hides everything. You know, it hides everything. At least, you know, but it doesn't mean anything. So we just got to keep playing. I think we're getting better. You know, obviously we got to get Robin playing a little bit better. And rebounding, you know, I think the two areas of concern is the rebounding and the turnovers. And, you know, we can correct the turnovers easily, you know, by just making a little bit better decisions. And the rebounding, we just got to consciously, you know, make an effort to do it a little bit better. You know, I mean, we go back and we look at the tape and there's so many situations where their initial offensive effort, you know, we're stopping them, but they're getting rebound or a second shot or a third shot, and that's where you get yourself in trouble in this league. If you can't, you know, if you're going to give up 16, 18, you know, offensive rebounds a game, you know, that's probably about 8 more or 10 more possessions that you're going to have to defend, and usually you're either in foul trouble or, you know, they're going to find a way to get it in the basket. No. There's a lot of teams switch on us too, you know, and we don't switch that much really. I mean, the ball goes up there, we have an opportunity. We just got to some kind of way, and, you know, it's not technique or anything. We just got to go get the basketball.
Does it worry you that it might be personnel when you talk about rebounding? I mean, it's, you know, some guys, I mean, you know,
Can't be personnel because we got who we got, and we are who we are. So, you know, then we've got to find a way, you know, to make it right. You know, we're going to play with who we have, and so either we've got to get better in that area or, you know, we have to get better in that area. I mean, that's the bottom line. You know, we don't have a choice.
Because you're getting scoring punch from Warwick off the bench, would you consider possibly moving Fry into the starting lineup? Maybe try to add some rebounding punch?
We've considered everything. We really have, but, you know, I don't think, guys, after 7 games, you know, I don't think it's in the, you know, I don't think you can make a decision based on what's happening in 7 games. You know, I think, as I said, I think we're going to shoot the ball better. Channing's going to shoot the ball better. He's not going through the whole year and shooting the 20s from 3. So, you know, it's just a matter of, I mean, to me, we've got to be a little patient. You know, this is a team that you have to be patient with. We're still trying to figure out, you know, as I said, who exactly we're going to be. And, you know, the real positive is that we've been in all the games, and now the negative is that we got to find a way to finish some of those.
Because it's only been 7 games, do you wish some of these national pundits would shut up about trading Steve Nash? It's popping up all over the place. A little early for that, isn't it?
Steve's not gonna be traded. That I can tell you. You know, if he's getting traded, I'm going along with him. Okay. He's not. I mean, have you looked at the way he's playing? He's playing at a real high level. Why would we trade him? I don't understand that. You know, that's not anything that's been discussed here, and it's great. You guys want to write about it, fine, but, you know, you're wasting your time, I think. You know, it's not going to happen. Or at least all those guys out there in the coaching staff is going to make sure that it doesn't happen, and I don't think Lon and Lance is going to let it happen. So, you know, who the hell's going to trade him? You know, not Robert, I know that. So, you know, I mean, if you're talking about guys in Sports Illustrated, then great, you know. It's great the way they fantasize about everything. They write, you know, about this trade and that trade, and half the time, you know, you couldn't do it anyway. So, Steve is here. Steve is the face of our franchise, and he's here. And so, you know, make sure that get on every telecast and every radio and everything that you guys got out there.
Will do.
Okay.
It wasn't us. It was the national guys.
No, I know. I'm saying you guys cover up for them, you know. Yeah, we just got to get better. I just think we're number one, and as I said, I don't think this is it's a little bit of a negative, but it's kind of a positive. I think we got guys that's trying to take it upon themselves to, you know, try to win the game for us, and we're trying to do too much. We're getting ourselves in trouble, doing things that we're not, you know, that we're not accustomed to doing, and so therefore we have extra turnovers here and there. You know, the fact that we're in a game where we give up 31 points off turnovers is amazing within itself. So to me, you know, we just got to make sure that we're making good, solid decisions. And, you know, the turnovers got to be in the 12 to 14 range, you know, not the 20 range. Because then when we do that, I think you can look at every stat sheet and look at fast break points. And usually if we're turning the ball over a lot, you know, their fast break points is in the 20s. And if they're in the 20s, that's, that, you know, about – probably about 75% of those are because of our turnovers. And that you can't defend a turnover. It's impossible, you know, to defend a turnover, because most of the time when you do, they're going to have numbers, and, you know, you're going back and you're trying to defend 3-on-2 or 2-on-1, and guys are too good in this league. So we just got to manage that. Those are the two main areas right there, you know, the turnovers and the rebounding, because we look at the tape all the time, and we've done a good job of defending, you know, their initial plays. And then when there's a breakdown and there's a shot goes up, we've got to be able to complete the defensive play by you know, you got to secure the rebound. And if we do that, you know, the other flip side of that is that, you know, we give up 8-10 extra rebounds. That's 8 to 10 times we don't have an opportunity to run.
So with the rebounds, is that just a hustle thing, not even about technique?
Well, you know, some of it is personnel driven. You know, I mean, if we got Hedo playing against Zach, that's not going to happen. He does that against every guy in the league. Kevin Garnett, you know, Amari Stoudemire, you know, you name anybody, and it's tough. And so when you play a guy that not played that position in the 10 years he's been in the league, it's a little bit unfair to Hedo to ask him to do that too. So, you know, we're going to give up some rebounds. You know, we play the Lakers, and they got Powell, and they got, Bynum, and they got Lamar, and they got, you know, we're going to struggle a little bit against them, but we just got to try to find a way. And there's no easy way around it, let me tell you, but we just got to find a way to make sure that we rebound the ball.
Back to Robin. Steve was saying it seems more like a physical thing. He's just not moving the way he was last year. So, in your opinion, is that the same with his back injury?
Yeah, I don't know if it's I don't know if it has anything to do medically with what's wrong, but we've got to get him back. You know, he was a lot more athletic last year, and was able to finish some plays, and he was a very good screen and roll player for us. And you know, once again, it's one of those things where we just got to keep pressing and pushing ahead, and hopefully he'll get back to where he was. You know, I mean, for us to have a successful season, you know, Robin's going to be a big part of it. And I just think that, you know, we can't panic, but we do have to have him playing better.
Conley's great at steals, and Memphis gets a lot of turnovers. Were they creating a lot of them, or do you feel like you're doing unforced things?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. They do a good job. I mean, they've had 22 steals in a game this year, which is, I mean, have to be close to an NBA record, I would think. But, you know, they do a good job of playing passing lanes, and he's very good, you know, at playing passing lanes, and so is O.J. Mayo and Rudy Gay and those guys. So I would say it's probably is a little bit of both in that particular game. But we've had other games where we just have not made good decisions.
Thanks, Coach.